بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, let us all first recite درود شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، one of the weaknesses of our Muslim Ummah is that when the media highlights or focuses on any issue, then we become alive to those issues, we focus on it, and when the media spotlight moves away, we forget those issues. And this is a sign of a weakness of our Ummah, that we are motivated or activated by what we see in the media, and that we do not have our own action plan, we do not have our own motivation, but we are galvanized by media coverage and media reports. One example of that, clear example, is Gaza. Till Gaza was in the spotlight, till it was in the media focus, everybody was worried about Gaza, everyone was talking about Gaza, everyone was concerned, everyone was trying to do something, at least some awareness was there. But sadly, when the media focus moves away, then we tend to forget. And that is exactly what has happened when it came to Gaza, that when the media spotlight moved away, then we also tended to forget about Gaza, and we act as if everything is normal, everything is okay, and as if we have forgotten the Gaza, the people of Gaza, the problems of the people of Gaza, the issues and the challenges of the people of Gaza. So this is a weakness of our Ummah, that till the media focus is somewhere, we will focus. But the moment the media focus moves away, we forget. That should not be the case. In reality, all the problem areas of the Ummah, wherever, there should be a dedicated drive and a concerted effort to create and to keep that awareness alive at all times. We focused on Gaza when the problem was there. Then the focus moved elsewhere. Our focus and attention went away from Gaza. Like that, there are many other problem spots in the world of the Muslim Ummah, which we lose focus because the media is not focusing there. One example is also Sudan and the amount of suffering the Muslims are going through in Sudan, bloodshed and the war that is raging in Sudan. But because the media does not highlight it, it is out of our minds. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those that we are constantly concerned about the affairs of the Ummah, irrespective of whether it is being highlighted in the media or not. But we should be conscious, and we should have our own consciousness, we should have our own media, we should have our own focus on these things. We should not be so dependent on others that even when it comes to our issues, we are dependent on their media coverage to cover our issues. So this is a sign of weakness, especially with regards to Gaza. There was a lot of awareness, a lot of consciousness. May Allah forgive all of us, including myself, that we tend to sometimes forget. There was a time when people were engaged in various amal. People were very concerned. People were alive to this problem. But now it seems to have gone into the background, and hardly do we even hear anyone speak about Gaza and so on. And it was as if when the ceasefire was declared, that was the end of the Gaza problem, and life came back to normal for the people, which is absolutely false and totally incorrect. That The ceasefire is just a cunning strategy to move the focus away from Gaza. The killings have not stopped even after the so-called ceasefire. Maybe it is not happening on the large scale that was being witnessed in the earlier days. But the bloodshed is not stopping. Daily attacks are taking place. As recent as yesterday, five medics were killed and were attacked and were killed. And on a daily basis, on a low scale, low level, 4, 5, 10 people are being killed. If we take the sum total of that and collectively, it will work out to thousands. It will work out to thousands. But where is the outcry? Where is the awareness? Where is the speaking out against these things? It seems that we tend to forget these things when conditions seem to settle a little bit. We feel that everything is normal, whereas in reality nothing has returned to normal. The conditions are just as bad as they have been previously. And not alone, besides the people who have been killed, what about the thousands who have been injured all the time? And then the humanitarian catastrophe and that disaster that has, the conditions are terrible. Food shortages are still a reality. Water shortages, gross water shortages, because of which people are suffering thirst, especially now. We may be in the winter season here. They are in the peak of the summer there. And the water shortages as a result of which people are suffering from immense thirst. And then, of course, we know that when it comes to the medical supplies, there is such a shortage of essential, basic medication, medicine for the basic requirements of a human survival. There's no sufficient medication. And of course, we know the situation of the hospitals and so on. And then there is also the problem of the fact that there's no housing. People are still living. Millions are living in tents. Millions are living in makeshift shelters. Millions are living in broken structures that there is a fear that those structures could collapse anytime and those people could be crushed under those structures. But what must they do? Where must they go? There is no place to go. There is no place of accommodation. So in those desperate situations, people will live even in dangerous conditions just for survival sake. The, as we know that the hospitals are barely functioning. The top doctors have been arrested. They have been imprisoned. They have been tortured so that they can destroy the health infrastructure. They can destroy every possibility of, you know, getting treated and people recovering from their traumatic conditions. So they have destroyed the whole health infrastructure. Hospitals have been destroyed. Doctors have been killed. Doctors have been imprisoned. Paramedics have been killed in cold blood whilst they were taking people to hospital and trying to help them, and so on and so on. Now, recently, even a bigger tragedy has struck them, that there is now an infestation of rodents, of rats, a breakout because of the condition of lack of hygiene and lack of any kind of garbage services to collect the dirt and take it away. Obviously, what do we expect when people are forced to live with garbage and litter and all of that, because there's no services of any sort to remove all of this. So there is a outbreak of the infestation of rodents, and rats are become a huge problem. and people are now suffering. In addition to the suffering, this is an additional challenge and additional cause of suffering for the people of Gaza. So my dear brothers, I am saying this again, that unfortunately our condition is this, that till the media keeps its focus, we also focus. The moment the media moves their focus away, our focus goes away. Media will make us focus on things that are of no relevance to us and no benefit to us in dunya and akhirah. But our whole focus will go there, and our heart and soul will go there. We will be worried about now the finals, the semi-finals, the finals, the semi-finals, our final. Who's going to take the cup? Who's going to win? We are going to be spending so much of time on those things, that the real things that matter to us as an ummah, we put that behind us. And we lose the focus. And the enemy know our weak spot. They know our weaknesses. They know that we are a very, very unfocused nation. We are a nation that has got no real direction. We've got no plan of action. We've got no vision. We are not following through with anything. But we are just being led this way and that way. Whatever the media is feeding us, that's what becomes our focal point. That is what we focus on. That's what becomes important to us. And we give importance to those things. Whereas the issues of the ummah are the things that are of the greatest importance. And so therefore, let us not become oblivious of the suffering of the Muslim ummah in every part of the world. All over, there are problems. But particularly Gaza. We know the situation in Gaza. We've all followed it to a certain point of time. But the moment the media's focus also went away, and it became for us as if Gaza is all okay and fine, and everybody is happy, go lucky, and all the problems of Gaza are sorted out, and we don't have much to do, we don't have much contribution to make. May Allah Ta'ala save us from such a condition. As our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us in one narration when he said, مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. The person who does not worry himself and concern himself with the problems of the ummah, the issues of the ummah, the matters of the muslimin, then he's not from us. Because he's not interested in the affairs of his own ummah, of his own brethren. Other nations worry about their people. They do what they have to do for their people. But if we are not going to worry about our own people, our brothers, أَوْإِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى, we are brothers, the brotherhood of Islam, the brotherhood of Iman. If we do not have that brotherhood, then what are we worth? What is our worth? Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who do not care about the ummah, the issues of the ummah, the affairs of the ummah, they don't really belong in this ummah. They are not part of this ummah. So, let us not be those that are, driven by media focus. Till the media focus is there, we do something. When the media focus moves away, we also move our attention away. We should be conscious of these issues. At all times, we should be aware, we should be following, we should be tracking. Even if the mainstream media does not give the news anymore, but we should look for the information, and it should be a source of concern for us, and it should be a cause of worry for us, and we should continue doing what we were doing before. Before, mashallah, we found that there was a lot of awareness that was created. People were passing the messages on. The social media was alive. People were getting updates. People were aware of what is going on. It was something that people spoke about. It was discussed even in our Jummah talks. Sad to say, Allah forgive me, I am also guilty that even nowadays there's hardly many mention of this even in our Jummah talks. The focus has moved away completely. There's hardly any mention being made anymore. We've got our own Islamic media, but we hardly even see the mention of this in our Islamic media. So therefore, this awareness should never go away. The consciousness, the activism, the awareness, the education, the information regarding this should always be alive in the ummah. And then the assistance that was being rendered previously, mashallah, people gave a lot of help and assistance previously. People were reaching out, they were giving generously, but now even the funding to some extent has been curtailed, and we find that financial assistance also has decreased, whereas we should continue with our financial assistance too. Even if it is just a few rand, but carry on regularly, weekly, daily, weekly, monthly, take out a certain amount, budget a certain amount and say this is for the ummah, this is for the Gaza, this is for the masoom children, the orphans there, the yatims there, this is for the widows there, this is for the disabled people, these are for those people who have been disabled for life, healthy, normal people like us. One bomb blast, the hands are gone, legs are gone, vision is gone, the ability to move is gone. Lifelong they have become now paralyzed, they have become disabled. Now who is going to worry about them if we are only going to be focusing on ourselves and on our priorities? Then Allah forgive us. How are we going to answer for our neglect regarding their problems? So let us all continue to do our financial contribution, and don't think about, you know, what will my few rands, what difference will it make? Every rand counts, and every person who makes a contribution, collectively as a ummah, if we make a contribution, it will amount up to a lot. It's not that for a handful of people are going to do some contribution, and that is sufficient. Everyone should feel that I have my small contribution to make, never mind how humble it may be. We should be inspired by the story of the lady in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. There was an old woman in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, and when Yusuf alayhi salam went on auction, he came as a slave to Egypt. He came as a slave to Egypt, and he was going to be auctioned at the slave market. They were going to be selling him, and everyone was wanting to bid to buy him because he was the most spoken about person in Egypt. Never seen such a more handsome and beautiful person. Every family aspired that we want to buy him and we want him for our family. And the wealthy, you know, people, the ministers and all were waiting to bid for the purchase of Yusuf alayhi salam. And one old lady came, and she also brought her small little provisions. And they asked her, what you came here for? She said, no, I came to bid to buy Yusuf. They said, what? The ministers and all the most wealthiest people are competing here. And you came, what chance do you have to buy Yusuf? She said, no, I didn't come with that intention. I came with the intention that my name must also be written down in the name of the people who bidded to buy him. Whether I succeed or not, I'm not worried about that. I want my name to be in the list of the bidders, so that that can be recorded, that so and so old lady also came and she also put her name in the bid. So we are saying that let us use this inspiration of the story of this old lady and say that we are also going to make our small contribution, and we are not putting our name on the list of bidders. We are putting our name in the list of the ummatis who contributed to the cause of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That few rands that we contributed could be our ticket to Jannah. That few rands that we gave could be our entry to Jannah. So therefore, we should not stop with our financial contributions, and then also very, very important, we should continue with the spiritual programs. At that time, a lot of Yasin khatams were taking place, Durood Sharif khatams were taking place, Ayat-e-Kareema khatams were taking place. People were organizing and arranging, alhamdulillah, within the family circles and so on, and duas were being made. So we should not stop that. It shouldn't be now that we've forgotten them completely and we put all that aside. We make time for all kinds of other things. We can spend 90 minutes plus, you know, extra time and injury time for other things. 9 minutes for one khatam of some Durood Sharif, some Yasin Sharif khatam and so on within the families. It is so much possible, but the eagerness must be there on our side. So I will humbly request that at least on a weekly basis, families should organize themselves and do khatam for the people of Gaza, do contributions for the people of Gaza, and create awareness of the problem of Gaza, and also we should take inspiration and lesson from the people of Gaza. Allahu Akbar. They don't need us in the sense that they're not begging us. They definitely need help, but they're not begging us. They're not coming to us with a begging bowl and crying for help. They are content with whatever they are going through. They have got mountains of sabr and patience. They are extremely courageous and extremely determined. And they are selfless. They live simple. They live humble. They help the people around them. If they don't have, they'll give someone else, but they'll stay without it. And they are spiritual people. They are people of Quran. They are people of Salah. In the midst of the biggest of tragedies, they have not left their Salah. The masjids are bombed to the ground. There's no structure of the masjid left. But what do we see? We see them reading Salah on the ruins of the masjid, on the side, on the roadside, but they did not leave their Salah. We see those who are people of Quran, they continue their memorizing of Quran. The Hifz programs are still continuing with full vigor. They have not stopped any of those things. We have got everything going for us. Allah forgive us that where is all these things that we should be showing attachment to. Where is the attachment to our masjid? Where is the attachment to Quran? We have become so weak as an ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and strengthen us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the people of Gaza. Also, just want Allah, tomorrow morning, a very great personality of this ummah, Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hafizahullah, the leading scholar of the world, will be arriving on our shores in South Africa. He lands tomorrow in Johannesburg, and he will be there in having his programs there from Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And Tuesday he arrives in Durban, and he will be having his programs, especially a public program next week, Friday night at Masjid al-Salam in Musgrave, and then Jummah at Masjid Muaz bin Jabal in Westville. And then he also has a program in Pietermaritzburg at Sidara Madrasa Noor for the Blind, and also in Greytown. So whilst we have these great our shores, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such great personalities are visiting our country. It is a sign of Allah's mercy on us, and we should try to benefit from their presence and try to attend the program and make dua for the success of the program. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.